It's known as the big talk. Many parents shy away from talking to their children about sex, but it's one of the most important conversations you can have with your child. Does the very thought make you uncomfortable? Well, we've got help. Sue Simonson has a few tips to get you started. So when is a good time to start talking with your child about sex?
It's never too early to start talking to your child about sex. One of my sayings is, if you're not answering their questions at 2 and 3, they're not going to be asking at 12 and 13. So the sooner you start by building that foundation, becoming that credible witness to your child, the easier it's going to be as they grow and get into those teen years. If you've waited till they're 12 or 13, you've closed a lot of doors. So one of the programs is called Opening the Door, and that's talking to parents of preschoolers to answer questions with real information, with the truth, naming body parts correctly, that sort of thing.
If a parent talks about sex, aren't children and teens more likely to try it out?
That's probably one of the biggest myths that parents have. If we talk about it, they're going to do it. And we talk about it to preschoolers, they're going to try it out. If we talk to teenagers, they're going to try it out. My experience of 25 years working with pregnant and parenting teens and talking about the subject of sex and sexuality, and lots of research behind it, says the more we educate our kids, give them the right information from the beginning, the less likely they are to try it out, because we're satisfying their curiosity, giving them real knowledge, and giving them skills to make healthier decisions. And the fact is, the more information our kids have from us, the more likely they are to delay their first sexual encounter.
What would be a few guidelines when talking about sex with your children?
Number one is to be honest. And sometimes it's uncomfortably honest, I have to admit. But we have to be honest. We have to become that credible witness to our own children. They can get all kinds of lies and myths out in the world, but they need to get the right information in our home. They need to know that they can come to us and ask anything. So even as far as where does a baby grow, it grows in a mother's uterus, not in her stomach and not in her tummy. We need to be naming body parts correctly right from the beginning. That gives our children a respect for their body. It also gives them language to ask questions about their body. And it also truly helps to reduce sexual abuse and gives them skills to be able to share if something like that does happen. A good tool of communication is when your child, whether they're 2 or 12 or 22, asks you a question or makes a comment, instead of immediately answering those questions, say something like, well, tell me more about that, so you can clarify the question. A 5-year-old who says, Daddy, where did I come from? And you start talking about the sperm and the egg and the uterus, and when all they really wanted to know if they came from California, you've missed the point. So when you say, tell me more about that, you can clarify the question. You can find out what they're really asking and why they're asking and what's behind that question. And let's say they do want to know where they came from as far as how babies are born. You still don't say anything. You don't tell them. You ask, what do you think? So you can find out what your child knows, what kind of information they have that's right, and what kind of information they have that's wrong. So the most important guideline is to listen, and then share information. And always, always take a deep breath first and relax so that your body language says you can ask me anything.
How do I know when my child is ready to learn about sex?
It's usually sooner than you think. We want to think of our children as not being sexual beings, and believe me, our children don't want to think of us as being sexual beings. But the fact is, we are. And it is never too early, like I said before. When they start questioning, asking questions, asking about things they see on television, talking about body parts, those are clues that you need to be talking about sex with your child. A rule of thumb is that by age 10, a child should know the basics of male and female anatomy and the basics of reproduction and birth. But don't wait till then to open the door. Find ways to have teachable moments. Then you're not sitting down and having the lecture with your child, but you're using teachable moments, a continuous dialogue in the home where it's easy, comfortable conversation and not that uncomfortable talk that we all remember.
Do you have any other words of wisdom about talking with my child about sex?
Number one is that it's okay to be embarrassed. We're all going to get turn red sometimes. We're going to be embarrassed, but don't let that stop you. What you say is really important to your children. One of my theme statements is, children not taught by their parents will be taught by the world. And I'll tell you, what the world is teaching is not healthy sexuality. It's not teaching good decision making or giving them skills. Don't hesitate to talk to your kids. And the earlier you start, the better, laying that foundation. If you're uncomfortable, go to seminars where you can find out about how to talk to your child about sex, starting in preschool ages and on up through the teenage years. Open that subject in your home. Open the communication. And always check what you're saying. Is this honest information? Remember that children are concrete learners. So what they hear, such as that baby is in the woman's tummy, even the three-year-old knows how things get into a tummy and how they get out, and we're giving them wrong information from the beginning. So really listen to your words, take a deep breath, and enjoy the ride.